Larry Weber
on the phone with us on Fridays, as he always is. Good morning, Larry. Where in the backyard? Where in the backyard are you this morning?
I'm in my backyard, and I'm sitting along the side of our old shed, and I'm not sitting in the rain, but you may be able to hear the rain in the background. Can you hear me okay?
You sound fine so far.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I returned back from the trip a few days ago, and yes, everything was fine, but it's certainly beautiful to be back here again and take a look at what's going on. Our own backyard. You may have noticed the last few days we've had some heat. Yesterday, our thermometer at our house here hit near 88 degrees for the high. Officially, the high was 85. Now, that ties a couple of other days earlier in the month for the high for the whole month. So officially, we haven't reached 90 yet, but it sounds like from the forecast, we still have a few more hot days coming up. But it is July, and that's when you expect that to happen. That's our hottest month. The average temperature so far for the month has been a little bit above normal, about 2 degrees above normal. 1 week from today will be the last day of the month, and it's not unusual that we have some heat at that time. So probably the hottest days of summer happen in the second half of July, so not really a surprise. Precipitation-wise, we are about at normal before today's rain. I was out walking earlier, and I got rained upon, and according to the forecast, it sounds like that's going to happen to a lot of people today. And we're going to have a lot more rain coming up today and maybe a bit more in a couple of days. I was very glad to see the rain. We had gone a few, maybe a 10 days or so without much rain. And so I was very glad to see the rain again. And we'll see what kind of response that gets. But usually when we get rain this time, it brings about more of the growth. This is berry time. The strawberry picking I had been doing earlier in the month now is moving on, but raspberries are really good right now, and I don't think a day goes by that I don't walk by some raspberry bushes and grab a handful as I'm walking past. In addition to the raspberries, there's still plenty of juneberries out there, blueberries, gooseberries, and then there's a number of berries that most of us don't eat, things like baneberry, blue-beet lily berries, which are bluish purple, pin cherry, twisted stalk, honeysuckle, all these are ripe as well. So this is definitely berry time. In addition to that, we have plenty of plants along the roadsides in bloom. I think it's just marvelous. Every day there's something new going on there. We're having a good growth of milkweed and fireweed and evening primrose are the three big ones that I look for every year in July, and they're doing quite fine. Now, there's a lot more besides that. The cow parsnip growth has been good this year. Black-eyed Susans, clovers, dogbane, bergamot, all these are along the side of the road blooming. The Canada thistle, which started to bloom just a couple weeks ago, is now coming unto seed, and we're starting to see these fluffy seeds. And there's at least one critter besides me that notices that, and that is the goldfinches. Goldfinches will use the seeds for their nest. That's why they are a very late nesting bird, when other birds are pretty much done nesting. We are also approaching the awesome month of August. And along with August, I always look for three kinds of native wildflowers along the roadside, and these are a little different. When you get into late summer wildflowers, they tend to linger. They tend to linger as they start blooming. As we approach August, and they bloom way into September, sometimes all the way into October, but the three of them are asters, goldenrods, and sunflowers, and they've already starting to show up. And yesterday, while doing some biking, I found three kinds of asters in bloom. I found two kinds of goldenrods in bloom, and I found four kinds of sunflowers in bloom. Now, as we get into more of the mid to late summer, we will see a more variety of each of these. Each of them has about a dozen kinds in our region, and it's just wonderful to see these. These are just great plants. And especially, I just fall in love with the goldenrod. They're just spectacular, and like I said, they are a native plant. In the woods, we have an interesting plant showing up right now, and that is the Indian pipe. Indian pipe is one of these plants that just doesn't fall into the categories of what you expect from flowering plants. The plant has a flower, it has leaves, it has a stem, but it has no chlorophyll, and therefore all of these things will look white. And the flower stands up and then bends over, and that's why it's called Indian pipe. I saw patches of them yesterday. I'm sure if we go through the next couple weeks, there'll be plenty more of them showing up. Other things of note, out in along the edges of wet places, I found jewelweed in bloom. Arrowheads are coming in bloom. Arrowheads are called that because they have a leaf that shapes something like an arrowhead. Now, quite a variety in the thickness of those leaves and the height of the leaves, but they do have an arrowhead type of shape. They have a spike of white flowers. They grow along the edges of water wetlands, as does Joe Pye weed, a nice tall purple plant, and Boneset, a nice tall white plant. So there's plenty going on out there, and there's, like I said, there's news every single day. The basswood trees, this is their time. Boy, it is really interesting. Most of the trees that have blossoms have them back in May. There are a few that linger into June, but most of them back. Now here in the second half of July, the basswoods have their flowers, and they have a kind of a greenish-looking flower. It doesn't look so impressive, but when the tree is in full bloom, it is very impressive, and it's not only noticed by us, but it's noticed by bees. Bees just swarm about them, and it's not unusual to walk by basswood trees at this time and just hear the whole tree buzzing. Along with the moisture, and I'm sure we'll see more of it now after this rain, mushrooms are starting to make their appearance. Not as abundant as I thought they might be, but during my walks in the last couple of days, I did see several kinds, including one that is sought out by many mushroom canisters, and that is the chanterelle. I saw the first chanterelles of the season. I made a little mention of the goldfinches that's just starting to nest right now. Nesting is pretty much winding down for all kinds of birds. Yesterday, I did see a young fledgling of a Cooper's hawk that had just recently left its nest. And then I also noticed the families of the nuthatches and chickadees. Many times after these birds leave the nest as fledglings, they hang around their parents for a while, and they travel through the trees, and you'll hear little chipping noises and so forth going on. There are a few birds that are still singing. During my walk this morning, despite the rain, I did hear indigo bunting singing. Wood peewee, yellow throats are all singing. The persistent red-eyed vireos, boy, they just keep right on singing. They will sing for at least another month. Song sparrows, swamp sparrows, I've heard those sing. Hermit thrush, a couple kinds of warblers, the red start and oven bird joined the yellow throat. And then we have some migrants starting up. It is interesting to see how this happens. It seems like with tree swallows, they are the first ones. They gather, they start leaving, they leave the nest, they gather in family units, and pretty soon there's another family unit. And it's not unusual to drive down the road and see these utility lines covered with these swallows as they're getting ready for migration. When I was returning back from my trip, I went through one area to the south of here where there was a huge flock, hundreds of blackbirds, and that was similar. They gathered in these flocks. Other critters, yesterday I saw a pair of fawns still with the mother. We've got chipmunks running all over the place in the yard here. The baby frogs are emerging from water. We have new kinds of butterflies showing up. I saw the first common wood nymph day before yesterday. Dragonflies, I saw the first of a sempetrum. That's a late-season dragonfly, first one of those yesterday. And then, of course, anybody who gets out nowadays is noticing that we have a new batch of mosquitoes. We have a deer fly is still very much with us. So plenty, plenty, plenty going on. I found couple of hornet nests in the last couple of days, large numbers of orb web spiders, and an abundance of daddy long legs. Daddy long legs, also known as harvestmen, are not spiders, though they're often called spiders, but they are sure in good numbers right now. One of the reasons they're called harvestmen is because they show up at this time of year. So, yeah, Lisa, the season is just bursting. There is tremendous amount. Where I sit right now, I'm looking out at an apple tree that is just loaded. Now, nothing yet is ripe, but boy, it sure looks like something to look forward to. And Lisa, one day, 1 week from today, we have a full moon. You may have noticed the waxing quarter moon last night. Well, we have a full moon, and it will be the second full moon for the month of July. So that's something else we get to look forward to.
You know, Larry, that two full moons in a month, that only happens once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, and that comes out to be, for those who don't like that, it sounds too vague, it turns out to be about once every 3 to 3.5 years. Yep, it's because of the way our calendar is set up. So anyway, enjoy. We're going to have a little bit of heat, but we can tolerate it.
We certainly can. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning is an author, a naturalist, an educator, and an all-around great guy who joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on Northland Morning.